This is a tough question. I think that the tension that you're speaking of, the tension between voyeurism and exploitation and narrative and learning about another person, is one that inherently exists in this series of portraits. In fact, in a lot of ways, it was sort of, that tension was one of the reasons I've since chosen to stop this series of portraits. Because it's unavoidable. And I personally believe that portraiture can be an incredible tool for one human to experience a tiny bit of what it might be like to be in another person's shoes. And that for me was what this series was all about. It was about removing these folks who were in a space in San Francisco where they were completely ignored, if not physically moved there. I often would experience moments where I would see cops telling homeless people to move to my street corner, because it was sort of the street corner that was seen as, okay, that's the catch-all space for where, you know, a homeless person could sleep or any other sort of undesirable was pushed. And I watched that happen over year after year in San Francisco. And so this series for me was about reversing that relationship and taking these people who existed at the center of their own narratives, but existed in a space where the rest of the city ignored those narratives, and brought them into a place where they were unignorable. However, at the same time, I came to realize very quickly that the more successful this work was from my standpoint as an artist, the more responses it got or galleries it was shown in, the harder it was to justify doing it, because it was also, the relationship became, or felt like it became, more and more potentially exploitive the more successful the work was. So there was this very strange tension where I would feel as if any accolades the work received also sort of shot the work down by nature of it feeling as if it was exploiting these people. And so, it was something that I honestly never fully felt like I was able to rectify, because at the end of the day, even though I believe deeply that these portraits were both necessary for me and also helpful and healing to the individuals who I drew, I also know that me doing them didn't change anything for the people who are in the portraits, by and large. And I hope that, you know, perhaps the folks who see these portraits, it might change for them the way that they will interact with an individual out in the world. The level of kindness and honesty and openness that they might be able to bring to a conversation with somebody who at a first glance is, in a different place than them. However, it didn't fix anything for Dios. It didn't change his life. And so at a certain point, I felt like I had to say, no, this series is done, because if I keep going, it will become exploitation. It will become something where I'm doing it for me rather than doing it for the sake of this narrative thread that I'm trying to follow. And for that reason, I stopped. So I guess to completely answer that question, yes, I do believe that those two things can exist side by side. I also believe that it has to be done in a way that is incredibly careful, and it has to be done in a way that is selfless, and it has to be done in a way that is directly participating with the communities that are involved and puts them at the forefront. And for me, as an artist, as an individual, I felt at a certain point that there was no way for me to continue making this work while being honest about my own artistic goals and my own ego that was inherently involved in the creative process, without it becoming exploitive, without it crossing that line. And so I stopped doing them.